Soviet, the Palaturin gives a remez b'kitzur that he says that the word tenor is begematria samach, and that's why the word samach is not, the letter samach is not mentioned in the parashas Bikurim. And then he says that it, and one of the remezim is that Bikurim is echad b'shishim. Doesn't, but in the whole, in his, all those remazim, the fact that samach is not mentioned in the parasha, or at least samach is nil in the parasha, doesn't seem to mean anything. I mean, tena is begematria samach, so bikurim is echad b'samach. That I understand. So that's a remez of echad b'samach. At least in the world of remez, it makes sense. But the fact that there is no samach in the whole parasha, what shaykh does it have to it? So it's very modern. In the Nesina of Bikurim, there's a lot of chilukim between Bikurim and other Matas Kuna. On the one hand, Bikurim has a din of Matas Kuna, it has a din of Truma, it's listed as one of Matanis, and so on. It falls under the get of Matas Kuna, but it's different in quite a few ways. One of the differences is the fact that you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You give it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. You have trumas and trumas mice and so on, which are matas kahuna, that go to the koyin, and you don't bring it to Beis HaMikdash. The etzim din is in a sin of koyin. And then you have a din of maise sheni, where the person himself takes it to Yerushalayim, needs it in Yerushalayim. It's a pleasure to bring him closer to Kush and so on. But here it's the only in the sin that the person actually takes it and brings it to Beis HaMikdash. And it's tied into the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, Bikurim needed Yerusha and Yeshiva. So Lemaisa, it was Ke'ilu Tolui Be'ika. It's a din in the Beis HaMikdash as much as it's a din in the Koyin. In the parasha that he's in, also in all afrashas of Matnas Kahuna, to give it as soon as you have it is positive. The mitzias is you mafish it, and it's a different act than the sina, but the closer it is, the better it is. You're not allowed to be masha truma. The halacha is that chazal may takon, it's not to be masha truma. Here, it's almost about korachov that there's a big gap. It says odem yirid the tachsadei of roya teina shebikra korachol agami lesimen vaymareizu bikurim. So the making of the Bikurim and the actual bringing it goes from one end to the other end. You go to the earliest time that that as soon as something sprouts, you run down and you tie a gami around it, and then when it's all at the end, l'maisa Bikurim is man simcha, it's dafke afterwards, then you first, when everything is ripe, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's almost built in that the Hafrasha and the Nesina was going to be in two very disparate times, which is unusual, because usually we want the Hafrasha and Nesina to be very close together. In the Vidui itself, in Nuskha the Vidui, very strange, they start with Arami Oyviravi. It's true that Lavan wanted to be Oyka Klal Yisrael, but Esav came with 400 against him, and Yishmael wanted to kill him, so it's Sachek Roshan. Hariga, Monotelik, starting by the others, start with Avram. Start with Yitzchak, all of them, if you're talking with Yaakov, Machesa Esav, there was an akuda of love, and there was Miyuchad, Parami Eviravi, that's Be'ika Shayach to, if we're looking for something that corresponds to Parashas Bikurim, it's Shayach Be'ika in Lovens. And I want to understand what that akuda of Parami Eviravi is. That shayach specifically to Maaser to Parashas Bikurim. There's a Chazal that says by Isha, it says we in all of Parashas Bereishis there is no samach until Vayisko Basa Tachtena. That by the Isha it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a tzela and Vayisko Basa Tachtena. That's the first place we find a samach. Malamed shenoylat sitnoy. Malamed that the satan came created the woman. The pasuk shat meaning the yetzahara, the woman is the primary, the yetzahara expresses itself in taiva. So this is where satan was created. Midrash says, what about the Nohar that's Holech Saviv? So tell them this is talking about Naharis and this is talking about people. Very, very strange opshlok. This is talking about Naharis, about people. But even the Etzem Chazal, that the Samach was created with Isha, and Isha carries in itself, the Oy Samach is connected Satan, because the Samach and the Sin are Mischalef Alach Moshem Kodesh. And the Mela, this is what she is. The very, very strange, very, very strange pshat. So the Bechlal, Nekeva is seen in Chazal, as Zohar is seen as a bracha, Rosh Tevis of Zohar's bracha, and Nekeva, the word Nekeva and the word Nokva, meaning Lekev Shem Hashem, which is the opposite of bracha, is also from the same Sheirish. So there's some identification that Chazal made in the world with the tzura of a nekeva that has shaychus to klala, like nokvali, the word nekeva and the word those noikev shem Hashem, whereas zohar and brocha is seen also as being identical. So let's explain this nekuda. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairei, and we are the Bria, one of the meanings of the word Bairei is to cut, to chop down. We see a lot of times, the Ebenezer says it, the Ramban, that Vayivra Sayar, to cut something down, to chop something down is called Bairei. It's called Borei. When a person, before there was a Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was one. Everything was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means nothing had a conscious awareness of itself as a separate entity. Everything is kolo nichol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something we can't imagine that mitzvah is. But the chol oifen, the one thing we could say, not, there wasn't a part of the Bria that saw in itself its own mitzvah apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bria Sa'olam, forget about the rocks and the stones and the trees, but as far as Adam is concerned, what marks Bria is that the person sees himself apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apart meaning separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person sees himself as his own being. The sense of self as identifiable by itself is what makes the Bria into Bria. So a person is a Nivra, it's not the pshat that he came into being with Bria Soilam. It always was in being, it's just he came into his own being, his independent being, his self, through Bria Soilam. So Bria is an act of cutting, just like a child is born with the cutting of the umbilical cord. It's not the pshat that the child was formed then, but he's formed as an independent entity. As long as he was within the context of his mother's existence, he was part of that. He was Uba Yerachimoy. Later is not when the child is created as much as when his self is created, or being cut off is created. So we have two Chalakim. We have the Bairei, who is the Mashpia, and so on. And we have the Nivra, who becomes something of its own self. Without that sensation of self, without that sensation of having a hagasha of one's self, a person could not be nivra, because then the person doesn't exist. The uber, as long as it's oichol mashim, oichol mashayis, mashim mashayisa, is for all practical purposes a part of his ima, and he has no self and no existence, therefore. Once a person comes, but on the other hand, once a child is cut off, once a nivra is cut off on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that begins to die out. The nivra begins to die because since he doesn't have the koyach of creating life, since the person does not have the ability to make himself, so therefore he cannot rejuvenate himself either. The person is simply lives, and his lifetime is marked off. Let's give a mushroom in another area. Let's say a child lives with his parents. So theoretically, his food supply is endless. He eats from the meals, and whenever he wants, he goes down and takes something to eat. But he doesn't have his own independent existence. He's a dependent. And like the Gemara we always say over, that a katan b'samach halshul ha'aviv is a katan, he's still considered part of his father's existence. The word taf in Lashon Kodesh, meaning children, comes from the word tafel, meaning an adjunct to something. So a child, as long as he's living off his parents, he is part of their metzias. His metzias is not limited, in the sense that it's not limited to what he can earn. He has an endless supply, but he doesn't exist by himself. When he cuts himself off, let's say he tells his parents, I want you to give me $100 a week, and I'll do with you what I want. So once that $100 is given, he has his own metzias, but it's limited. And when that $100 is gone, that is finished. So Be'emes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, in a certain sense, there's a trade-off. On the one sense, a person has his own existence, and a person has his own metzias, and he feels himself in a sense of self. That's where Bechira lies. On the other hand, he's cut off from Chaim, and therefore he's automatically bound to die. The way around this paradox, the way in which we don't build in the problem, is like this. Just like a person carries in himself a seed, the cells in a person's seeds are cells that are similar to creative cells. In a person, there are two halakim. There are the so-called finished product, and the cells that have in themselves something of that koyach of his parents. In that, you constantly can create life again and again and again and again. But that never serves himself. It's a fascinating paradox. The chelik of a person that serves his self is limited. His heart and his lungs and his liver, they finish the lifespan, and that's it. It's finished. The part of the person that is nitzchius, the zera, is forever, but it doesn't serve him at all. It's kol kulay for something else. A mashal would be, let's say you have a pipe with a reservoir, a pipe pumping from a source going into a reservoir. So the water in the pipe is endless. The minute it goes into the reservoir, it's limited to the reservoir's mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam, created a mitzvah that required a balance. For Adam to have a sense of self, he needed to be a kli kibul. He needed to be a makabel and be able to pinpoint things that are self. This is me, this is mine. That's Petar's kli kibul. But he needs in himself a nekuda of gracious. He needs himself a nekuda of beyond self, that's ki'ilu, the hemshech of Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hemshech of Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that nekuda. That nekuda has a name, and that's called the nekuda of gracious. Chazal say that, in meaning that if the person was a nivra sholem, Adam HaRishon was supposed to be a Muslim and live forever. How would he live forever? Because there was a chelik of him that is him. So Adam has the Adam Shaboy, and also Adam has an akuda of Rashis, the Brashis Baralikim, that's in the person, and that nekuda itself is still Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since that nekuda was not affected by that person's mitzias, that nekuda can keep on perpetuating the person. So the nekuda of Adam was supposed to be chay la'olam before chet, because the chet was supposed to have the chet. Before the chet, Adam consisted of self and an akuda v'lekus that was there. So the same bracious bar lekim that existed in Bria Soilam existed in Adam and was continuously being bar Adam, so that Adam had the same freshness as before. The kilkul starts. It says in Chazal that Bracious, the Parashas Bracious is a mysterious parasha, and we don't know much about it. From Bracious until Vayechulu is really, really, it's a parak that doesn't talk to us. We don't begin to understand any part of it. So Chazal say, from Bracious till Vayechulu, Adkan Kvoid Elokim Hastadavar. Mikan Veilach Kvoid Elokim Kvoid Malachim Chakardavar. Because there are two halakim of Kvoid Malchus. Kvoid Malchus is to understand, and Kvoid Elokim is not to understand. What it means is, Mitzad Adam's innermost tfisa, Mitzad Adam's pnimius, which is his das, there's a chelek that's given for das, and there's a chelek that's given for not das. The chelek of Adam from Vayechulu onwards is Adam, and that's where Adam is mechuyev to understand, and that makes the person to a person, and that Torah becomes Torah delay. That's the Torah that's on Shmoy because it's his Torah, and on that's how all the Inyanim of Chazal say that you say Davar B'Shem Omroi, and it becomes Torah delay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down and asks, what are Banai Paskening? All of those memories of Chazal are from Vayechulu onwards, because on that it says Kvoid Malachim Chakor Davar, that belongs to Adam specifically, Amr Yehuda, Amr Meir, so on. There's a second Torah, and that Torah is belongs to the chelek where Adam doesn't have a real tefisa. We call it choik, leinskala taimim. The chelek of Torah that's beyond the person is the chelek of Torah that a person can't understand, really. He only understands the katzer of it, and that's where this ki'ilu, the nekud of Bracious in it. The chelek of Torah of Bracious has a tip inside Metzias Adam, but its ikra is the maila. And in as much as a person does understand, whatever chelek a person understands transfers over to the other chelek of Torah and remains, and the first chelek of Torah remains again a new hastadav. That is the perfect metzius. Adam HaRishon had a problem with that. The Tzahara convinced him that that it's not shayach that Adam should remain not knowing part of the Bria. And he told him, you know, there's one thing you don't know, and that's a pagam in Sirus Adam. A pagam in Sirus Adam that Adam can't know, and ki'ilu, it's outside of Tchum Adam. So the Sultan gave him an Eitzah, that if he eats an Eitzah Das, v'isim kalikim yadea tovera, that means you will finally be able to incorporate the entire Bria into your Metzius. That was the Sultan's proposal. So in the chet of Eitz Hadas, Adam tried to take everything under a shlita. So the einish of Misa is be'etzim to that. Manefshach, if there is no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Metzias, if the Metzias is completely closed, then it's a dead Metzias. It's like a pond. If there's no water, if a person is greedy and he says, you know, there's this brook flowing through the water, through the lake, and if only I could cut that off and incorporate that also into the lake, so I'd be fantastic. So the person does it, and then the lake just stagnates and dies out. Without the input from someplace that's outside the lake, someplace that's outside of his shlita, the person no longer has any tfis on it, and it falls away from him. So the mitzias of Adam, B'Shtei Musay, would have been the from Vayechulu onwards to be Chakor Davar, to be under the Tchum of Das Adam, and until that point, it would have been Hasta Davar and outside Tchum Adam. That was the Metzias of Adam HaFesh. When he did a Chet, what he tried to do was to include everything under his Shlita, So b'meila Kosh Baruch told Mois Thomas, if you've eliminated, you've cut the cord that ties you to beyond yourself, and b'meila then Misa set in, and it's a question of time until the lake dries out. That's all. The Mois Thomas was chal immediately, but just it takes time for the existing water to dry out. The relationship of Zoch and the cave is similar. Even the body, the Zoch produces Zera kimat b'li gvul, and now I'm talking the numbers of b'li gvul. And that's the Koyach HaShpah. The Nekeva, it's impossible to have that amount developed. The Nekeva limits it to a specific one vlad v'achval. So it's the way it has to be. It's the only way there'll be a vlad. You can't have trillions of vladis. But Lemaisa, the Koyach of Nekeva is limited and specified. So the difference is Nekeva is Meloshim Nokva, meaning to, like Nokva Yischarcha, meaning to specify, to frame, to define. That's the Koyach of Nekeva. That's the Koyach of the Mekabel, that he defines everything by his boundaries. And B'meila, he defines it and gives it its Metzias. She gives it its Metzias. So in the normal Bria Zoch and Nekeva, there is Zoch is Lashon Bracha, Matya Bracha, because it's boundless mitzad his mashpah, which is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, that the mashpia mitzad atzmoy has to be ki'ilu never-ending. The koyach nekeva, and it's a koyach that without that there's no kiyum, is to define it and to give it a mitzias, but thereby it limits its mitzias as well. That is the zoch nekeva. So that's why the ois samach is an ois that closes in the everything inside it. And when Chazal say Mem Samach Benes Hayoyim Din, it's not just the fine. It comes out like that, in graphically it comes out that Samach and Mem don't have a support. The Benes Hayoyim Din. There's a deep in the Kuda. Something that's Mechuber to the Mekor. Every other Ois, part of it is Mechuber to the Sheirish, to the stone. So that stands with a continuing Hemshech. The stone is holding it up. The mem has a little hole in the bottom. That hole is it has a little piece of stone sticking out. So that stone is holding it up. Samach and mem, since they're completely cut off, they're completely self-contained. What keeps them up? That's b'nes hayoyim din. So it's not just b'mikra b'nes hayoyim din, but mitzad the etzem teichen. There's a chelak of the bria that ki'ilu stands by itself, and it's b'nes hayoyim din. There's a little bit of a deep opinion, but let's leave it the way it is. When Isha was created, that's when there was no Samach and the Bria until that point. The Metzias of Nekeva in the world is to define things, to describe things. She defines the family circle. She defines the Vlad. Her Metzias, she's more Shachar Elam HaMaisa. The Koyach of Nekeva is to give something a Metzias by defining it. And without that, there is no Metzias. But on the other hand, that's where the Koyach of Satan comes in. That's where the Isha was the one that was Mesis the Ish to Ifrei Tzadas and so on. In the Koyach to give something its own Metzias, you get broken off from the previous Metzias. Had the Levana been willing to be kosher to the Chama, it would have had a Metzias as big as the Chama, because it would have been Yoni from the Chama. When it formed its own Metzias, it broke off, and it said, Ein Shtei Melachim Shamsha Kese Echad. So then its Metzias became a much smaller Metzias, because it shrank to its own size, and it wasn't Mechuber Mekush at the original size. That is the Metzias of Nekev in the Bria. That's the Metzias of Samach in the Bria, and it's a Metzias that's very intrinsic to the etzem balance of the Bria, between retaining the Nekuda of Gracious, which allows for ongoing Bria, to defining itself. Even modern day Chachmas HaTeva, the idea that stem cells have potential that's unlimited and not defined, and those cells are bederachal from the Metzias of Uber, it's tremendous when you think about the parallel between Chachmas HaTeva and the Metzias that we live in, and the Shrashim in Torah. Anything that's more shayach to the Mokker, its potential has not yet been defined. And the one concern is it doesn't have a tzuris adam, obviously, because it hasn't been defined into liver, into stomach, into eyes, whatever. Meidach gisa, when you need a koyach a potential, then you have it dafka in that makom. That's the makom for that potential. In going back to our parasha, the koyach of Eretz Yisrael, Chal Yisrael, Zeirish Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael would become a makom nachla and Yerusha for Chal Yisrael, meant that it's the first time there would be the ultimate in defining a metzias of a person. This is me, and this is my field, and this is my makom. So Eretz Yisrael is the first place where you have a pchina of mekabel, mekeva, mekabel, whatever you want to call it. As long as the one in the midbar, it's amorphous, it's a group of people, nobody's makom is defined, nobody's panos is defined, nothing. They went into Eretz Yisrael and they had Nachla Yerusha. Each and every makom, each person defined, this is mine, and this is my geffen, this is my pain, and so on and so forth. The kilkum, that is, on the one hand, it's the fullness of realizing the potential of Chai Yisrael. On the other hand, it means Chai Yisrael becomes an umma like other ummas, cut off from its Sharish and Makkah. In the midbar, you have a mitzvah of living completely al pi Hashem Yachad b'Shem Yisu. Nobody had anything of his own. The man was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the begadim was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the makom was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, al pi Hashem Yachad b'Shem Yisu. There was no defining mitzvah in the midbar. And as Yisrael, they become a defining mitzvah. And the flip side of it is, then you become cut off chasron from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we needed an inyan to put in a nekuda of reishis back into everything. The nekuda of reishis had to come into, be brought back into Klal Yisrael. And that's why Bikurim is a pchin of reishis. It's not the pshat we take the first fruit because we're eager to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we like him and so on and so forth. It's the pshat, the first fruit. Everything in the world was sleeping. It was winter. Everything was dead. Nothing was growing. And something awakens that means that it's the strongest koyach of reishis that we find our metzias. It's the thing that came into being before anything else was there. So it's not the pshat we're eager to find a fruit, and the first fruit we take and we go. It's the fruit of firstness. It's the content of this pre is the ratios of it. And that's why, adrabah, we take it and we hold it till the end. It's the pshat because the mitzvah is to take the ratios and preserve it into the metzias of the Sada. So to hold on to it, we take the Kudav Reishis and make a mark around it, and bring it over. That's the Nekudav Bikurim. So the Nekudav Bikurim is to identify the Nekudav Reishis in the metzias, and the way we identify it is the first Nekudav that's Nesoira, the first that's the one we keep, and we go on. There's a Gevaldik Gemara, we saw it last year. And again, it's one of these Gemaras that you kind of brush by lightly. It says that it's not good to sell the first field, the first asif that you do. Like Masam and Mil, it's not a good simon. It's the pshat because business is objects. In other words, I produce stuff, I sell it, I use the money, I buy other things, and so on. But they're all in the world of Echatimtza. Buying and selling is shayach to the world of Echatimtza. The Sheirish is not bought and sold. If I'm a person that bets and wants money, I'll be mevata on my covet for the money. If I'm a person who wants covet, I'll be mevata on the money for the covet. But I'll never bargain away what I bets and want. All bargaining is to get, I want to sell this for money, and I want $100, so I'll give it to you this condition, that condition, other condition, because I want $100. But I'm not going to give up the $100. The maso matan is chal on everything but the reishis. And if a person gives away the reishis, it's like misam lemosa. It's not a good simon. Because the pshat is that he's giving away the etzem sheirish of it. A person will sell the products of his business, but not the business itself, unless he's retiring and gone. I'll sell you as many products as you want, but I'm not going to give you the business itself. That's the reason why it's like misam lemosa. Anytime there are... we identify the nekudas of reishis in our metzias and in the bria, and in that nekuda, that's our sheirish that we're shaykh for something else. So the mitzvah bikurim is to identify the nekuda of reishis in a person's nachla, and bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a makom of, first of all, it says it was called Evan Shasiyah because the reishis of the world was from the Beis HaMikdash. It says Shemimenu Hushas Oilam. The reason why it's called Evan Shasiyah is because that's where the world was created from. There's a kud of reishis, and also in the Beis HaMikdash, there's an inyan that the kud of Misa is not. It says Misa is not Shaila to some degree. First of all, you find the lechem apanim was as fresh as it was. The Basar Kachim didn't rot. The Beis HaMikdash had a certain chibur to chius that wasn't affected that much, and therefore all the nisim, many of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash were nisim of the type that it didn't rot, it didn't become spoiled, it was always fresh. The pshat was the Beis HaMikdash is the most mechubah to the reishis in the bria. Even the Gabi Misa, Levi that fell asleep, you could be sorry if it's Godim. The Kohen Gadol was up all night. The Yaakov Avinu was mitztaya that he slept in Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash was mufka. It says ha'imdim baleilos. The ha'imdim beveis Hashem ha'imdim baleilos. Beis HaMikdash is a makom that's mufka from things from Misa. And Bemel Hashem is also mufka from there. So Akupanim, the Bikurim is to take it to that world of Reishis, and that the person be mischaber again to the Tzur of Reishis. That is the Pasha Bikurim. That's what the remez, the Baal Turim has, that there is no Samach in the Pasha Bikurim, except for the Tenna. In the Pasha Bikurim, it's mufka from, it's a hafkor from the Samach. It's a hafkor from that mitzias of closing in and ishtachas gaf and ishtachas period, but the person breaks out of it and brings it out to somewhere else. I want to add another remez. And again, Divrei Chazal and Divrei Torah are they overlap in the world of Ramazan. The mitzias of Issa Veheta is that shishim is mevatel tam. In other words, anything that's in samach disappears into the samach. The samach has a way of taking everything from the outside, and it stops becoming an outside thing and becomes incorporated into inside it. So if a person has soup and he puts in a drop, 1 to 59 proportion of treif, so the person that has something outside in the soup. When a person has samach halakim, so whatever came in becomes, blends into the soup and becomes bottled. In other words, the mitzias of samach is that everything becomes locked into it. There's no outside in that samach. It disintegrates or evaporates into that mitzias itself. So samach is a mitzias that contains everything, locks it in, and makes it part of it. Let's go back. Let's take it to our inyanim and let's understand that there's still a paradox here. Lemaisa was saying, a person, if the bria would not have its own mitzias or mitzias of self, it wouldn't be a bria. There's no point to it. There's no purpose. There's no mitzias. On the other hand, if a bria has its own mitzias, then a person is completely cut off and just a question until he dies. So. How does a person handle it? Manafsha. So the answer is, let's take examples in a person's own mitzvahs. Let's say a person learns only because he has to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to do it. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, and so on. It's very, very hard to learn that way. And it's also a person repeats something he doesn't understand. Let's say a person says something, and I ask him, I don't understand, it doesn't mean anything, it's Saisa itself, it's a problem. He says, well, if the Gemara says it must be right. That in itself, so the person is basically, doesn't understand it. The person doesn't have it. I mean, he's repeating what it says. That's one extreme. So anytime a person is shayach to the olam mitzvahs, and he can't see it in terms of self, it's not Torah delay. And Chazal amadgish 1,000 times that Torah becomes Torah delay, and mitzvahs are his mitzvahs. They become prakritim and become this and become that. Then a person can't really do avodah like that. There is no eitzef avodah. On the other hand, the people who cut HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the equation, and they learn because they like to learn, but it's got nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point. It's intellectual. It's interesting. It's gratifying. It's ego building. The person's proud of himself, like he'd be anything else, like he'd be writing a poem or something. Then the person's cut off HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. Inevitably, it atrophies and it withers and it dries out. Either it becomes spoiled or some becomes dry. There is no life in a metzias that's kuli the person's metzias. I mean, how can it's sachakal? It's my understanding of my Torah. That's it. Nothing more to it. It loses its whole metzias as Torah. So somewhere along the line, the person's metzias, the person's tfisa has to be both of them. There is a chelik that's kol kuloi in my metzias. And this is, for instance, let's take it in a more practical sense. A person learns a Gemara. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the equation, the Gemara doesn't make sense, and he gives it 2 or 3 minutes of thought, he discards it. If a person understands as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and this is a Matan Torah, so the person is mekablet. And then with his amelus, the person turns it into his metzias, and when he finally has it, it's now become his. The Arami Oyved Avi we said before was Lavan told Yaakov Avinu a very very telling sentence. When Yaakov said, "I want out," you know, I've had it. I want to leave. So Lavan says, "Vayivarcheni Hashem b'glalcha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a lot of bracha because of you. So you know how I'm going to reward you? Nakfali scharcha. Point out to me exactly what you want. In other words, let's say I establish a business. It's my idea. I invest the money. And I take in a partner. And then 5 years later, the partner tries to take it over. And I ask the partner, and I tell the partner, you know, I really don't like working with you. Can I leave? And he says, yeah, tell me which assets you would like. What do you mean which assets you would like? The business is my business. It's my idea and my capital. What do you mean which assets do you like? Lavan was trying to do was from by Bercheni Hashem Beklolcha, where Birchas Hashem is continuous and Birchas Hashem is drawing from that Mokr Elyon, he said, let's define the schar. 2 sheep, 10 sheep, 20 sheep, you name, not, make nekeva out of his chav. That's the Arami Oyved Avi. He wanted to be oiked the sheirish of Yaakov. Yaakov was vayivarcheni Hashem biglolcha. He was the tzura that was chaku tachsis hakavod with things we've mentioned in Shbarachu. And Lavan wanted to convert it into nachav ischacha. And that's why what happened afterwards was the birchas Yaakov was chal. He said he wants the sheep that I couldn't brew them. So it went from being specific sheep, all the sheep that were born, the whole metzias of the bria, of the sheep over there, kept flowing. That was the oimik of what happened between what Lavan's plan was, and Yaakov's nachlis charcha turned into vayipena shemivlocha. But if a person in learning, we're talking about, a person does things, in as much as a person takes it for himself, and he makes a nachlis charcha out of Torah, then he's cut out of Kodesh Baruch Hu and nothing comes out of learning. So the person has to balance it. He has to keep, so the person takes it inyan and treats it as the Hashbaruch from Kodesh Baruch Hu that it is. The person is omul to make it his, and then there's a new piece waiting either a step deeper or a step weiter, or whatever it is, it's a continuous process of something leading out of the samach and drawing something new into it. That's the remez in tenna. Tenna is nun, tes, and aleph. In other words, the way to break samach, tenna means a kli. It's not just a playing. Tenna is a kli. And every kli is a samach. It's a complete entity that defines its own mitzvahs. That is what a kli is supposed to be. And a kli is derech agav, is also b'gematria samach. A tenna is something that takes the mitzvahs of samach and breaks it into 59 and 1. It becomes the kli. But there's one nekuda that allows for hashpah from outside that connects to something outside. That's the tikkun for it. In terms of the avoda of a year, it's now coming to Rosh Hashanah, which is the reishis of the year, and Elul was always a zman for tshuva and so on. It's important to understand that nekuda in the klaliyus of people's avoda. On the one hand, a yeshiva is built on the premise that unless Torah becomes Torah delay, and unless a person finds a tam and understanding of mitzvahs, and unless genuinely they're genuine expressions of his understandings and feelings, it won't have a kiyum. It's meaningless almost. If you have to do it, but without a person who doesn't really understand it hasn't really learned. A person that doesn't feel it hasn't davened. A person that hasn't expressed himself hasn't really done a mitzvah. That's the premise that yeshiva is built on. That a person acquired that a person developed that it becomes Torah delay and so on. And that's the general mahalach. And that's correct as the general mahalach. But there's a chashash that if that becomes a complete circle, and it's only his understanding and his feelings and his expression, then basically the person is snipped the umbilical cord, and then it's a question of just time till it dries out. Because everything finally begins to lose steam and dry out. There has to be, in a person's mitzias has to be split on the kuda of hemshech to beyond, and then a kli kibul for something to become his. That's the tzuras adam that's chai la'olam. That if the person has his own mitzias and yet didn't cut off that aleph, then the person is him, and it's a chai la'olam. So in terms of a year, in terms of Shana, we don't have Bikurim anymore, and therefore we don't have a mitzvah to give in the Reishis. But Rosh Hashanah is called Reishis Hashanah after Shana. It has its own Shem Reishis. And b'meila, a person can use that time, a person can use that mitzvah to understand where it fits in. With the person who's working hard on himself, the person who's working hard on understanding himself and perfecting himself and enriching himself, understanding that if it's completely himself, then it's nothing. Shani lats me mu'ani. But there's a makom in the year, there's a makom in Avoida that creates that aleph, that breaks the samach, and it becomes a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila that koyach of gracious is koyach of the person, and the person's avoda and his whole mitzvah, it becomes a chai loyla.